It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, e-ticket riffing with Olivia. Olivia, Quirky? Did I say it right?
Yes.
Olivia, Quirky? Is that the correct German pronunciation of it?
Yes.
Yes. You gotta get some in there.
Oh, that makes my throat itchy.
Well, scratch it then.
I can't.
Well, why don't you? Olivia, how are you today?
Good.
And who am I?
The BC Chronicle.
And you're Olivia Quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with cookies or something. Anyway, we're gonna riff on a word. I'm using a new random word generator that's giving out phrases and more than one or two words together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pick the first one?
Yes.
I knew you did.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Taking out the trash. Makes me think of that song, Take Out the Papers and the Trash. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. You better look tough, you just wait and see. Why's everybody always picking on me? Don't. That's what makes me think of. Song by the Coasters.
Well, it makes me think of two things. Number one thing it thinks of, because my brothers, they like to kill things. So we have rats. If we were taking out the garbage, they found a big old rat.
How big?
It wasn't a rat, it was a mouse. It was a baby mouse.
Oh, okay. Baby mouse.
Baby mouse. And it was crawling up the wall. They took a pooper scooper and banged it on the wall. And then it was like, ooh.
It wasn't feeling so well.
No, and then it fell on the floor with its head open. And they started stabbing it with all these sharp tools and saws and everything. So it had blood all over it. It was laying there dead like...
And they continued to kill it.
Yeah, they were cussing at it like... Yeah.
I had a mouse get stuck in my back storage room once. And I put out mouse trap after mouse trap. And they say you're supposed to put peanut butter on the mouse trap because they like peanut butter. And I think that mouse was the reincarnated spirit of Harry Houdini, the great escape artist. Because he would be able to get the peanut butter or the cheese. I put cheese and peanut butter on there too. And he was able to get that, and the mousetrap would be slapped because the little bar that goes across would be set off. And I finally put out a big piece of the sticky paper instead, went away for like several days, and I came back. He was stuck in the middle of it, dead finally. I got wise to him. I sent him on to the next world of reincarnation, whatever that is it was.
I don't like mouses or rats. They're weird.
Speak up.
They're really weird because, like, it rabies.
Well, like in New York City, there's sewer rats. They're dirty.
That reminds me of Ratatouille.
Tell me about Ratatouille.
Okay, so there's a bunch of rats. And there's, like, this one rat that loves to cook. He's like...
Do his voice. What's his name? His name isn't,
I don't know his name.
Okay, well, don't worry about
and
that.
He talks like a regular guy because, you know, it's all animated. And so, we were watching it, and, like, this inspector comes in, and they're all hiding in the closet, and there's this really, really fat rat in there. And there was five things of, like, whole grapes.
Yeah.
And all you could see him, and, like, they had the lights off, but you could see their eyes, and you could just see him, like, swallow the grapes whole, and then he's like, shh, this monster's gonna find us. And he's like, sorry, I'll go quieter. And then it's like, when the inspector looks, they all scatter except for him, because he's like, hold on. He's like stuffing, because he's like huge. He's like...
Are you familiar with a cartoon called Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
In Templeton the Rat?
Yeah!
I love Templeton. He was voiced by a comedian and an actor named Hal... Oh, shoot, what was his name? Hal... I'm going to say... Not Hal Linden. I can't remember the actor that did this. That did his voice.
With, like, the... He would always eat, like, the leftover food, like the cotton candy.
Yes, and do you remember the scene where he's in... They're at the state fair, and he's singing that song talking about getting all fat.
Yeah.
And there's that one part where he falls back and he lands on a banana peel, and the banana goes flying up out of the peel.
And he gulps it down.
He gulps it down. And
he's like, whoa.
He looks like an early Jabba the Hutt version. He's so fat. He's wow, this is great. And I love that song that he sings at the very end of it.
Yeah.
Or really that part of it. Yeah, that's one famous rat. Another famous rats. Have you ever heard of the book called A Wrinkle in Time?
No.
It's this book that you would love. It's about these rats that build a city underground. And they have electricity, they steal electricity, they steal running water, they get bits of carpet, and it's all, I mean, they've never made an animated cartoon or anything of it about that. But it's a story all about this adventure of the city of these rats and what they do. They invent things, and this whole little, they're very intelligent in this little rat community. It's called A Wrinkle in Time.
That reminds me of this book I have. It's called Rats on the Roof.
Yeah.
And it's like, how two dogs live together in their little house, their dog house.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, they have their, what is that word called? It's like person something.
Purse?
Person.
Persona?
It's not personality. It's like where a thing that can't talk does human things.
Artificial intelligence?
It starts with a P.
That's all right. Keep going.
And anyways, the dogs get really mad, so they hire this lazy cat. He's like, he's all British, and they can't understand him. And so he's scared of rats.
Yeah.
And so the dogs hired him thinking, oh, this guy won't be scared of rats. They'll eat him. They'll eat him and scare them away. And then as soon as the cat heard them on the mouse, he ran out. And then the rats, like when the rats was a girl rat, and you know those like tango skirts?
Yes.
That are really colorful, and like a little hat and heels, and she kept dancing, like doo 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 doo. And then like the boy was like doo 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 with the rolls in the mouth and everything.
you said doghouse. And that makes me think of, I can't remember what the term, we're just forgetting all kinds of words today, aren't we? Words that start with the letter P. It's a preposition, I think it was. But it's what the teacher called, my English teacher called it doghouse words. It's words that describe what you can do around a doghouse. Like you can be on the doghouse. You can be besides the doghouse. You can be entering the doghouse. You can be exiting the doghouse.
You can be over. You can be under.
Yes, words of description. Doghouse words.
So it's a preposition?
I think that's it. Preposition, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what our English teacher called it our doghouse words that we referred them to. And we made this whole huge list to see the most strange kind of doghouse words that we could come through. And we would even get to the point where we were talking about beaming through the doghouse.
Wouldn't she like go off
digesting the doghouse.
Unless it was cake.
If the doghouse was made of cake, you could digest the doghouse.
Speck.
No, big speck of it. What else? What does it make you think of? That's where we're going on this riffing.
The personification.
Ooh, nice word.
That was the word. Personification.
Personification. Okay.
I just figured out my missing word.
Okay.
I just fixed the puzzle. But anyways, it...
Fit it in the puzzle.
Okay. And then, like, so we were talking about prepositions. And they had a song like, preposition starting with an A. Hey, a board about a bell. Something else. Yeah, there's a bunch of words. And then, like, I got into sixth grade, and they're like, you have to know prepositions. And I was like, oh my god, I forgot all of them. And so, like, what she would do is, like, you have to put, like, five prepositions in one word.
Now, is that the doghouse words I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the up.
That's why the teacher told us to do it that way, the preposition words.
Yeah, and then,
words.
Like, we would have this big QA, it's question and answer flow. They have, like, a preposition, we have to like make a sentence, and then I remember some of them, like, they were verbs, nouns, adjectives, personification, interjections, like nouns, they were like proper nouns and all that stuff. I got like so many of them. I got so addicted to it.
Now you said it reminded you of a song. Have you ever heard of Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes, that's where it it's from.
That's where it's from. Okay, because there was the main ones I remember, like conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
And then there was today I am still just a bill.
That's all.
And then there was another one about adverbs. It was like lolly, get your adverbs here.
And you had like a bunch of like stuff on the wall and everything. I remember that.
Yeah, because do they still play those anywhere?
Yeah. At my fifth grade school, they used to. They were like.
So you watched them as films or videos or
films
what?
Films is like. Yeah. It was like prepositions, underneath the name. And then like they would go like. They would have a bridge and they.
Yeah.
It was like so cool.
There was this Winona Ryder movie. I can't remember what the movie was, but there was a scene in the movie where they're sitting. I think they were sitting in a movie theater. The characters in the movie were, and the "I'm Just a Bill" song comes on, and their characters are just sitting there and they start singing along with the song. You know, today, and the thing is, the audience starts singing along with, started to sing along with the characters singing the Schoolhouse Rock song. Today, I am, until you hear the whole audience of, you know, whatever, 100 people in this movie theater. Today, I am still just a bill. That happened to me one time.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when everyone knows it. I'm like, I know the song.
Yeah, but Schoolhouse Rock was good entertainment. It was quality.
It was awesome.
It was good entertainment between the bad episodes of the Batman cartoon reruns.
I didn't like those. I'd rather watch Schoolhouse, and like, cause you get education from it. It's like conjunction function.
Okay, worst cartoon sidekicks.
Da-na-na-na.
Have you ever heard of a character named Batmite?
No.
I could use profanity, but I won't, because this is family friendly podcast. He was this horrible looking. He looked like a ugly glove that had another ugly glove on top of him.
That reminds me of Big Mouse.
He was this character that was made specifically for the Batman cartoons. This is around the time when the Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin for this episode. You know, they're going to go find the henchmen or something. But he was ugly. They never made him again. He was one of the worst cartoon sidekicks ever.
The worst, like, I was watching The Simpsons. They try to make what's that guy's name? Like, something the rich guy?
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Burns. And he was hilarious. We did this for a week, and like, so like, he was trying to remake Batman, but he was like, fruit bat. He was like,
fruit. I missed that episode.
It was hilarious. And then Mr. What's his sidekick?
Smithers
was like something Robin, like Red Robin, I think.
He was dressed as Robin.
He was a Red Robin, and then like Mr. Burns was like, I don't need a Red Robin, I can fly like a fruit bat. And he was like, ee! He would always be like this weird.
Well, they said Mr. Burns is something they've determined like 106 years old or somewhere in there, but I love the Mr. Burns voice. You know, like, me, I see if I can do it. Smithers! I can't do it. I'm not gonna try. It's in your time. If I had prepped for it, I could do Smithers' voice. I mean, Burns' voice.
Can you do some of this voice?
I'll do it next week. We'll make a note of it, and I will do.
You should try to do all of this.
Are you recording?
I used to be able to do all the Simpsons characters.
Can you do Homer?
I can't do Homer. That's the thing. I can't do the main. I could probably do it with a lot of practice, but. Like with like, I can do Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Like off the cut. Well, hey, diddly do, neighbor. There's like, kind of, yeah. Well, hi there, Homer. I see that you're eating my tire. You know. This is what we should do.
Next
riffing, we're gonna do Simpson voices.
Shut up, Flanders. That's why I said
that. You're doing Homer better than I can.
Shut up, Flanders. Yeah. Like that's Bart's voice. It's like, yeah. Shut up, Flanders. And then Marge is like, Marge. It's weird, it cracks.
I wasn't prepared to do cartoon character voices today.
Can you do SpongeBob's?
I might be able to do the SpongeBob laugh, okay? Good one, Squidward. You. Next time, we'll write these down, and we'll have to do more riffing with characters.
We should do, like, Disney characters. Like, actually, I can do... What Disney character can
I do? I normally am able to do a lot of characters, but you just caught me at a bad throat day.
I don't know any Disney characters that I'm good at.
Now, have you ever been to Disneyland? Speaking of Disneyland, have you ever been to Disneyland? This is the
Once, but I don't remember it.
This is the e-ticket riffing with Olivia Quickie.
Once, when I was, like, 2.
You're 2?
Yeah, I don't remember. I want to go again, but we have too much people, so it's a lot of money.
It cost $100 to get into Disneyland now.
I mean, more. Back in the old days, it was like, 65 cents, I'll be like...
Yeah. I think when my parents took me, it was like $40 to get in, I think. And my parents were able to justify that. To get in and get you... This was before the bracelets that you get to go around and everything.
The ticket and everything?
Yeah. Because, I mean, the one ride I liked the most, I still remember, was... It was called Mission to Mars.
Were these airplanes?
No. It was this theater that you went into. It's a round theater that you went in and sat down in.
And like, it moves and splashed water at you? Oh, my...
Better than that. Because it was two screens. Up on top... There was a screen where it looked like the rocket was taking off. And in the center of the theater, there was a screen where it looked like it was the rocket taking off. So the seats would shake, and it would feel like that you were leaving ground. You would see the Earth get smaller and smaller. And all these other screens, there was mission control. There's a video of it, actually, I could show you. This rocket to Mars. I think there was a rocket to Moon and rocket to Mars. And they don't have these rides anymore. They were so cool.
When I went to Adventureville, there was like this one room, me and my brother.
Now, is that the Circus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, me and my brother snuck in it. Yeah. No one was watching, so we were in there.
Yeah.
And we were sitting, and so it was like a log ride, you going down like this big waterfall. Yeah. So we were in the logs like this. I was sit like this. It's weird.
Yeah.
And so we're like dipping over and everything, and then you just see like a person with a bucket like splash it in your face, and like splash it on you. I'm like, it's wet. And then I'm like always covering my face because it's wet. I feel like I'm a ninja.
There was the log ride. I remember there was a log ride at Knott's Berry Farm, which was fun.
Never been there. I want to.
And there was another ride at a place called the Enchanted Forest. In Port and Salem, Oregon?
Oh, no. At Las Vegas.
Wait, if you're going to Oregon, you should have your mom take you to the Enchanted Forest.
We don't know yet.
You should go to the Enchanted Forest.
Okay.
Ninja again.
I'm a ninja. Speaking
of ninjas,
yes.
There was... Ninja makes me think of those people who will karate chop things like cinder blocks. You know, they'll take like a big stick or a big log. And I mean, how do they do that? How do you focus your
mind? It's like the technique of your, like, how you put your hand.
Have you done that?
I've tried it.
You've tried it. Tell me about trying that.
Okay, so like I've tried it, but I failed. You have to have a 90-degree turn. You have to turn it just the right way. It's like, and it breaks it. It's like, oh my God. And so I was watching this thing. It's called I Can Do That with all these famous people, like
mm-hmm.
Joe Jonas.
Is it one of these reality shows?
No, it's just like a show with a bunch of famous people.
What channel?
I don't know.
Okay, something on cable. Okay.
It's like on like American Got Talent. It's like the same shows. And then so it's like you have like them doing crazy things. Like, you know that one person that was on America Got Talent with a dog, and how the dog can like climb over it? It's doing a bunch of crazy tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And so like one tried to do that, and then there was like this really cool like Japanese thing where they would like work the log rides and everything.
The log rides, yeah. So the log rides are awesome at the Enchanted Forest and at Knott's Berry Farm. What else does that make you think of? We had an interruption to us, broke our groove. Pick something.
Got your groove on, got your groove on, yeah.
Disco music.
Well, there was this one commercial with, like they were doing this, thing with a remote
yeah.
that you could, like, speak into. But you had to put it really close to your mouth.
You gotta speak up.
You have to put it really close to your mouth. And it's right. like, I wanna watch Animal Planet. And so, like, there was, like, the minions, and, like, it's the one was, like, Dennis! No, wait, no. It was, like, Sports! Cookie! Sports! Cookie! Sports! Cookie! Sports! Cookie! And then it was, like, and then this one minion came in with, like, Elvis Presley clothes on. It's, like, Disco Banana!
Disco Banana? You said fan, and there was that part in the movie Tommy Boy, or Chris Farley. Everybody's done this. If you haven't done this, you are not a human being.
Oh, talking to the fan.
Talking into the fan, and you go up to the fan, and you go, Luke, I am your father. Or you can do it this way. You can go, Luke,
I am
your father.
I used to do that. And, like, my mom would go on, like, really bumpy trips, and, like, at one point, we would always, like, I was like, Ellie, it's time. And then everyone would know, and they'd go,
It's easy to do. People think you gotta beat your chest like a monkey, but you can, no, just right here. Just hit your collarbone. Like, I am in a helicopter, and I'm gonna give you the traffic report now. I'm flying above the highway, and I'm not in traffic, and looking down on all the traffic, you poor, pathetic people. That's all. News at 5.
You know what I wish?
What do you
there
wish?
Was a bunch of people in airplanes, and all these clouds, there was like stop holes, and you just see planes go, eep, 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 eep.
You mean like a monorail system?
What's monorail? Oh, monorail.
Monorail.
Monorail. This reminds me of like, the word monorail. Monorail.
Well, there was the episode of Marge versus the Monorail. On The Simpsons.
I was gonna watch that, but we left.
Can you remember the song in that episode? Where he's already cheated the town of Shelbyville and another town, and he's getting ready to cheat the town of Springfield out of their money for the monorail. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exactly exist. And then the monorail gets going out of control, goes faster and faster and faster.
Is that a train?
It's a train.
Ha!
It's basically a train, yeah. But instead of two rails, it runs on one rail. Thus, mono, meaning one. Monorail.
Why do they call it uno mail? Uno mail, one mail.
Uno mall? Uno train.
Come get your uno train at unotrain.com. Yeah.
Now, there. Have you ever played the card game Uno?
Yes. Where it, like, uno attack, where, it, like, if you press it, like, it goes dun. And if, like, if you have, like, people...
Now, is that, like, the electronic version?
Yeah, but yeah. It's, like, so cool because, like, if, like, it says 3 and you get to pick someone. Mm-hmm. And I got picked. I was, like, da-da-da-da. And it was, like, 25 cards shooting at my face. It gave me, like, so many paper cuts. I was, like, oh!
You saying that makes me think what we could do... You ever seen these pictures and these jokes, what they'll do? Remember the old guy, the old man... on The Simpsons when he was going to commit suicide, he climbed into the freezer. We could take you to the grocery store and put you in the freezer, and then I could stand down the aisle with my camera, pretend I'm looking at something else, and see if anybody notices you. Because you're small enough, you could fit in the freezer.
I've always wanted to go in the freezer. I almost did that once. My mom was like, Olivia, get out of the freezer! I was like...
Now see, I'd be saying, Olivia, get in the freezer!
But, like, at Costco, there's, like, this one freezer. I love to go there.
Oh, you could do... You could get in one... You could start at one end, climb in the door, and go all the way down to the other end, crawling through the freezer.
Will I get in trouble for that?
Not if they don't see it, and if you're quick, like a ninja.
Did you see those barrel rolls?
I saw those barrel rolls, yeah. I think we... This is another one of those ideas. We need to go to this grocery store, Costco or something, and have you go through the freezer and see if anybody notices.
Isn't there people in there?
Who cares? They don't care.
Psst. And there's like someone, there's a worker. What are you doing in here?
It would be...
Do you have some cage-free, gluten-free eggs?
You could,
no, we don't sell those.
You could say, I'm looking for the really fresh green beans that are in the back, but I don't see any.
It's like... What are you doing here? I need some cage-free eggs that aren't from Nebraska.
You gotta speak up.
But they're only from Alaska.
Alaska free-range chickens.
And she's all like, we don't have anything from Alaska. Everything's made in China. I'm like, what is this? Like, China toy? Is the world a China toy? Like, seriously, get over it.
You saying that. Okay, you buy something that's made from China, and it usually falls apart and breaks real soon, right?
Yes.
China made, this is maybe a year ago, maybe, I don't know. China made their first aircraft carrier battleship. You know, this is like, ooh, this is a big deal. China's got their first airship, their first battleship carrier.
I can just imagine that.
Yeah, okay, what are you worried about? Okay, let's look at their track record. They can't make anything that doesn't hold together without duct tape and epoxy glue. And you're worried about their ship. And they're making islands now. Do you actually want to walk on an island that China has made by putting dirt in the ocean and stuff? No. I don't think it's going to last very long.
Quicksand.
Quicksand! Yes, quicksand! What are you worried about?
All that you need to do when you step on that island, Scooby-Doo, go... You slowly go into the water.
There! That could be the new Scooby-Doo adventure. Today, Scooby-Doo and the gang meet the Chinese Navy.
You know what I wish, like, if you go down this there's an elevator, Chinese made, all you can see is just stops and then you're shaking it and it goes, and then you finally get to the bottom of the ocean, and then you're out, and there's a bunch of sharks coming in, saying, dressed up as people, they're like, hey, you wanna go somewhere? And you're just like, oh, swim back.
That reminds me, when I was in Cub Scouts, there used to be this thing called Bear Hunt. And everybody together would start going like this on their laps. And you'd say, going on a bear hunt. And then everybody recites it back. So it'd be like this, going on a bear hunt.
Oh, going on a bear hunt.
I'm not afraid. I got my gun by my side. Uh-oh, a lake. Can't go around it. Can't go under it. Can't fly over it. Gotta swim through it.
Swim.
Ah, phew, made it across.
That reminds me of going on a treasure hunt. You do this on your back, so it'd be like, going on a treasure hunt. X marks the spot. Three big boulders and one tiny rock. Spiders crawling up your back. They bite you. Spiders crawling down your back. Snakes crawling up your back, they bite you. Snakes crawling down your back.
That reminds me, there was a game that we used to play. It was another card game. It was called Milborn. It was a game from Europe. And you would get miles. You'd have to build miles up. And you would stop your opponent, you'd throw a card down, like, boom, you're in an accident. Or, boom, you lose a turn. Or, boom, you throw their card down right away, which means you get another turn.
That reminds me of that one movie, you know, where they play this board game. Mm-hmm. They actually do that. It's like, you know, like, I wish, you know, like, this robot can come or something.
Uh-huh.
And they actually come, and they are, like, hiding from the spaceship or everything. It's weird. Ooh, I didn't know these were different colors.
Well, Olivia, I think we've been riffing long enough. What do you think? Unless you got any one more word you want to riff?
Yes.
What's that word?
Gotta think of it.
Just look at the, push a button and look at the list.
Old hat, that reminds me of like...
Old hat.
That reminds me on the radio. They were saying about like, you know, like what is your like phobia or something? Like mm-hmm. something super phobia or like something that no one believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And like one said Bloody Mary and... like Mercedes was like Mercedes in the morning or something, and like she's like, well, I am one of the, I'm not sure, but like I do believe in Bloody Mary because like she did it, and she saw this old crippled lady with this old hat with like it's black, has like that leather around it, and has like this flower, like the daisy sticking out of it. I was just like thinking, you know what, that reminds me of Old Maid or something.
The card game of Old Maid.
Yeah.
I remember that one because...
With that white old grandma with the blue and white, and she would wear this apron thingy and her little hat.
that makes me think of the old witch that Bugs Bunny would encounter, and then when she would, you know, run out of screen, she'd go, and all these bobby pins would come flying out of her hair.
That reminds me of, like, there's this, like, thing called, Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black, something about the fair, she asked her mother for 50 cents, so she can watch the elephants jump the fence, they jump so high, they touch the sky, and when it come back, till the 4th of July, lie.
Alright, so next riffing session, we're going to have more cartoon voices to do with, and we're going to be ready for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have three cartoon voices.
Uno, dos, tres.
Uno, dos, tres.
Tres.
I can count to 12 in Spanish. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Anyway, this has been Shiny Squirrel E-Ticket Riffing with Olivia Quirky.